What are you looking for?
God, see, I don't know. I mean, I want her to be too many things. Attractive, funny, you know, I want her to drive a Jetta. I want her to... I want her to have brown eyes, brown hair, yes. You know, work at Ann Taylor. I mean, it's just weird.
Yes. Now we understand how small the pool is, Ed. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
So yes. What do I do? Just keep, and I'm still, I'm afraid to become, I'm so afraid of becoming vulnerable because, I mean, nobody wants to get hurt, but yes. I guess, I mean, if there's a pill, I mean, we put a guy in the man, we put a guy in the moon, why can't we, have a pill that you take and
yes.
Everybody's happy?
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a couple of things, okay? So one of the things you want to notice is Ed described a particular set of circumstances. You know, it could have been in a Sears catalog, right? It's like all, you know, she looks like this and she does this and she has this set of circumstances. And that's how we normally approach relationship, okay? We're going to give you some different questions to answer in a little while. That will get really down to what matters way more than the Jetta, Ann Taylor, and brown eyes. What you're really looking for. We're going to give you a different set of questions to answer. And after you answer these questions, if you start expressing the answers to these questions, the pool will get bigger instead of smaller.
Wow.
Okay?
Cool.
So you hang in there?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. It was very generous. Please. Both of you, it's fine.
We have a vote. Arm wrestle. Actually, that segues nicely into my point.
A point! We're gonna get a point!
My disconnect with our society, our expectations, is that the man is, many people think the man needs to be tough, to be the provider. I've had women I've dated who said, I'm looking for a man who's willing to step up and be the man. And yet, at the same time, you have to be sensitive and caring and be able to listen and hold the trash can out while she's crying.
Yes.
I have trouble with that sometimes because I've had rejection because of being, you know, sensitive, a nice guy. It's kind of hard to be a nice guy in this town, actually.
Yes.
So, you know, do I try to force myself into a mold where I'm the tough guy and the go-getter? I mean, I have success in business. I have a lot of the things that people are looking for, I think.
Yes.
But it's hard to get that across and to have that balance that people are looking for.
Yeah.
So, what do I do? It's tough.
I want to give you a different possibility of strength, that because what women are looking for in men is strength. We need you to save us, and we're testing to see if you can save us. Are you strong enough to save me? What almost no man knows is the tiger I am the most afraid of is me. Are you strong enough to save me from myself?